1 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock, so we'll go ahead and begin. I'm Bob Creech, administrator of the Wind Officer Fund for this particular procurement appeal. Doris Forrest Brooks, the public auditor, is present. Staff from the Office of Public Accountability, Robert Lundy. Oh, I'm sorry, Llewellyn Terlahi and Ann Camacho are present. This is OPA-PA 09-008, Guam Power Authority, appeal of O&M Energy Inc., or Union Fenosa. We did expect this to be a conference, with conference participation from ONE Energy, and they did make a call a few minutes ago. So as soon as they call back, we'll actually get into the statement of appearances and into the record, or into the matter at hand, which is trying to see if we can set a formal hearing date and if there's a requirement for any other documents or hearings to be set and scheduled. I note Danny Leonguero present. Was that Mr.
Juan Rodriguez? Yes, Your Honor.
Juan Rodriguez, whether he was on the phone or
not. Yes, Your
Honor. We had been sending documents to Mr. Luis Sorosa, the general manager. As I recall, Mr. Rodriguez was the individual who participated in the previous...
last year, yes, Your Honor. He was here. He's a business development manager for O&M Energy.
Okay, yeah, we'll go ahead and I'll ask the parties to state appearances. So then, would you please state your name and your position with regard to ONE Energy?
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brooks and Judge Cruz. My name is Danny Leonguero, representative locally here for Union Fenosa Division of ONM Energy in Madrid, Spain.
Good morning, my name is John Pinko, the counsel for PEMAS. Ms. Brooks and Mr. Cruz, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brooks and Mr. Cruz. Graham Bolton, counsel for Guam Power Authority.
Thank you. Hello? Hello? Yes, no, we did connect that time. That's what I was checking, is to make sure that we were, this phone was working, and it is. We checked it three times for
that. That's probably the phone.
Good morning, Mr. Rodriguez, is that you? Hello?
I think you're fine. Yes, yes, we spoke.
Hello? Hello? Good morning, Mr. Rodriguez, is that you? Hello? Hello?
Then perhaps you could just keep in contact with him and speak for him, you know, relay the questions and hopefully he can also hear the answers that are made by the other attorneys.
It's the same issue.
Hit on when okay, and then move this away, and then when it comes in, then you can keep it moving.
Can you call again?
Yeah.
Ask him to call now. And I'll go hit flash just plus on.
Yeah, just receive the call at your page.
Mr. Eagles 1, can you call in now? We are here at the oficina of the OPA. We are waiting for your phone call. Está todo listo. Okay. Rápido. Gracias. Very quick?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Hi, good morning.
Okay, very good, Mr. Rodriguez. Yeah, this is Robert Cruz, hearing officer. We also were the hearing officer.
Hello?
For the precinct.
Well,
hearing. So, Mr. Rodriguez, here in the hearing room, along with me are Doris Brooks, the public auditor. Of course, Danny Leon Guerrero from your company, and attorneys John Ampinko from Temis.
Hello.
And Graham Botha from Guam Power Authority, as well as
hi everybody.
Hello, as well as other OPA staff. Okay, we're here on a. On the informal hearing for OPA-PA-09008, and the purpose of today's hearing is to try to set a date for the formal hearing and to see if there are any issues, any incomplete with regard to filing of the agency record, any comments on the agency report, and any other matters. The last document received from Union Fenosa from O&M Energy is an attachment to the facts received Friday, late Friday afternoon or early Friday evening in response to the request from Ann Camacho of our office. So that was received along with various memoranda that had been requested or mentioned, I guess, in your comments to the agency report, but not actually submitted in your early, with your earlier comments. So that was finally received. Copies of the memoranda have been made and given to each of the individuals present. Rodriguez, would you care to make any comment on your latest submittal?
Hi everybody, good morning there. I have to apologize because my reception is not very good. And but I will try anyway to follow the conversation as you talk. I don't have any major observations on the reception of the documentation and all the stuff. And so far we are clear on the proceedings, I think.
Okay, we have received. I believe all of the documents that are required to date. We did receive the agency report some time ago. The conflicts check has been done in the process of being signed. I believe today, and if it hasn't already been completed, we had also made a suggestion of a tentative formal hearing date, which we will get into a bit later. We would also, I guess, need at some point the listing of the witnesses, if any, that we would call to be shared with the other legal counsel. Yeah, Thursday, December 17th, we had made a suggestion to see if that was a date that people could work around. The timing of that, though, is an issue because this hearing room is being used in the early morning or in the morning, and there's a question if they would be done by 1 o'clock or by 12. Let me ask each of the counsel, would you have anything to bring up at this time?
Yeah, if we might, I would request a different date for scheduled hearing date if we need to go into that. I would be off island from the 12th to the 18th, but I believe it would be appropriate if we could to set perhaps a motion for summary judgment at some point, and then we can look at scheduling date for the hearing. But just that 1 week, and then just during the other holidays, I'll be there. Other than that particular week,
okay. So your availability is
just for the exception that week. I guess I would just see if we finish with all this everything. I know the last submission, I believe, was a little late from the original thing. I assume we're finished. There was some question about whether things have been filed or not. As far as GPA is concerned, it's filed its procurement record and the agency report, all the things that are required. I think O&M had sent an email to the OPA suggesting those things weren't filed, but they were filed and they were available to their local representatives, so I assume that's been cleared up.
There apparently is a question of whether it is complete. Specifically, a question raised on one of the memos that has page 2 of 3. Apparently, 2 of 3 pages are present in other food. Yeah, please speak into the mic.
Graham, in the attachment, there's apparently 2 separate memos. One is a memo dated August 3rd that appears to be complete because it says page 2 of 2. And then there's an attachment, which we don't have, all right, in that filing there. We don't have the GPA memo dated August 18th. We have not had a chance to confirm if this is in the procurement record. And then following that, there's a page 2 of 3 only, okay? And there's no page 1 of 3 and 3 of 3, plus the attachment again. All right. so we have not had an opportunity to determine if the procurement record includes those items. So in the interest of brevity, we ask that you provide all of these things to complete this attachment.
Okay, we'll certainly look at it. I don't have the procurement record before me, but I would assume that Mr. Leon Guerrero took those from the filed procurement record, and it was just that this filing was incomplete, but certainly I'll supplement the O&M filing as needed.
Okay, so they're basically agreeing they will submit whatever is missing. Okay, but can we talk about the you talk about a motion for summary judgment? When would you be able to provide that motion?
Certainly, I guess we could look at having any discovery cutoff dates. I don't believe there's a need for any additional discovery. Perhaps if we could set that maybe at the end of this week, and then certainly we could file any other motions as needed. I believe that would be appropriate for both parties if they think there'd be any necessary motions, but certainly on our side, if the discovery cutoff was, say, the 4th or perhaps the 9th, would allow for any additional holidays.
When would you're intending to submit a motion for summary judgment? When can you submit that?
We could submit that by the 11th.
Any possibility of the sooner?
Or the 9th.
That would be preferable.
Okay.
I'll ask Mr. Fernandez and Mr. Rodriguez and Mr. Yangora if they feel that response time would 3 days be sufficient to respond to the motion for summary judgment?
No, Your Honor, we would request, if you would allow us, a week.
Okay, a week. That would be, this is on the 9th, and we're looking at the 16th, perhaps.
Yes, sir.
Okay, 16th for response. And then, any reply in 2 days?
Well, yeah, if I could have the 21st. That would be the following Monday.
Okay, 21st. If it's, if you return the 8th, you said you leave the 18th.
No, I'll be back.
You'll be back the 18th. Okay. So 21st, and what about the hearing date? What would be what about availability for hearing later that week?
Or later that week, I believe Friday is a holiday. So.
No.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, if we want the hearing date after, I mean, after the holidays, just to accommodate our final votes as well.
You talk about January? Would the 7th be, the 7th has been suggested by Attorney Judge Impinko.
That'd be fine
with us. Okay.
Yes.
Good with Mr. Rodriguez, yes. Is that good in your calendar,
Doris? Yes, that's right. We have to confirm. This is January 7th, Thursday? No, they're looking in January.
Can I do 8th then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Mr. Rodriguez planning to be on island or via conference?
No, he'll be on island this week.
Okay, so then the 7th after the holidays would be better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I'm sorry, I heard my name, but I have to tell you that I'm not able to follow the conversation.
When we have a scheduled hearing on the 7th of January.
7th of January.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're discussing now.
Okay.
Is that
Danny, please go ahead and participate on everything. If there is anything that you think that you have to take with me, please make it more clear, because the reception is really difficult here. Sorry for that.
Yes, I will. I will contact you very shortly after this conference.
Does January 7th look good for you? Juan, does January 7th look good for you for the hearing?
Yeah, January 7th will be okay.
Okay, so we'll tentatively say at 10 a.m.?
Yes, sir.
10 a.m. January 7th. We need to confirm the venue. We're dealing with another agency, and they have their own schedule. Are there any other issues that we need to bring up before witness list? Any
witness and exhibit list? If anything outside the procurement record. That's
yes. Okay.
Presuming it's in the procurement record, that's what we have. But any additional?
We just submit that in writing.
Okay. And what date? What date would you suggest that we set for that?
Perhaps maybe a week before the hearing.
Okay, could we say the 30th? 30th, 8 days before.
Your Honor, that's for the submission of the witness list.
Witness, yes.
On the 30th of December.
Thank you. All right.
Exhibits. Is there, in the event that this space is not available on the 7th, is either the 6th or the 8th possible for everyone?
Yes,
eight would be Friday.
Eight would be fine.
At your discretion, Your Honor, we'll be here. It's plenty of ample time for us to mobilize and arrive here.
Okay, and hopefully Ann will come back in the 2nd with a confirmation on the 7th, but it's possible, just like this last time when we set 17th and 18th, this had came back to us and said something is been scheduled, or we would like to schedule something.
Mr. Hearing Officer,
yes.
we would like to submit the witness list by the 30th as well.
Okay, the witness list by the 30th. No matter what the date of the hearing is.
And that's fine with us, Your Honor.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so the 7th then is available, and we'll set it for 10 o'clock in the morning. Hopefully it won't take more than a couple of hours. If it does, then I'll tell you now, my plan would be to take a lunch break, a one-hour lunch break at 12, if we get to that point. I've seen too many hearings where we go beyond the, you know, go right through the lunch hour, and I don't think it's appropriate to refer to all the parties and the witnesses and staff. We will take a lunch break then. Okay, any last concerns, questions? Okay, I'll summarize them. If not, we will have a discovery cut off of the 4th of December. There is a summary judgment and trial by GPA on the 9th, with response by the 16th, and then any reply rebuttal by the 21st. We have the 30th as the cutoff for the witness exhibit list. That's when it's due. Hearing at 10 a.m. on the 7th of January.
So, hearing officer, are we going to have a hearing on the motion for summary judgment to be filed by GPA, or are you going to take it on the papers?
I think what we'll do is we'll try to do without the hearing, in the interest of trying to get through this process as quickly as we can. However, should there be any concerns, we could address them on the date of the hearing. And it's possible that there could be a decision issued, you know, in writing prior to the actual hearing date.
And Themis reserves the right to also join or to file a separate summary judgment?
Yes, certainly. Would there be any objection to having a hearing earlier, 9 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock?
No, Your Honor.
Would that be better? Would you prefer
that? That would be better for us.
Okay, 9 a.m. Yes.
Question on 7.
On the 7th, January 7th. That would give us more time if we can do that. Okay, so if nothing else, then no other concerns, questions?
I guess if we could, I know it's difficult with Mr. Rodriguez from staying early. I guess if we could just make sure that we're served, you know, by email is fine. Anything as far as the responses or anything else.
Okay, yes, and Danny, you'll get email addresses so that of both parties, counsel, so you'll be able to
talk
with them in any response. Okay, Mr. Rodriguez, we just were discussing that any response to the summary judgment would be requested that you send it to both Mr. Botha and Judge Impinko. Mr. Attorney Impinko, representing Chemist, Chemist, and GPA. So Danny Leongaro will get those email addresses to make sure that you have them.
And is there an address or a phone number that we can serve, Mr. Leongaro?
Yes, Danny, if you would share that.
Yes, 477-9111, yeah.
Repeat.
477-9111. And mobile number is 483-3193.
Okay, Mr. Rodriguez, any questions? Are you still there? Juan, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, any questions? We're about to finish up.
Not on my side.
Okay, very good. Thank you, everyone. This will conclude the proceedings today, and we'll see you January 7th, 9 a.m.
Thank you, Jan.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you.
Thank you.